Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about systems and rescues. It seems kind of like a strange title, but it's really important that I think people understand the necessity of having systems in your business. And what I seem to be seeing lately is, again, a influx of new VA trainers and coaches. And I am all for people doing VA coaching and training. What I'm not for is people that are training the same thing over and over again, and it really has no substance. It's all fluff. Because I feel I'm an advocate for the VA industry, I have no problem speaking up and saying, please watch where you invest your hard-earned dollars, right? So a lot of these new VA coaches and trainers, they use the same marketing. They may tweak it a little bit, but they use the same marketing, and it's all around, you know, start your own VA business today and earn $5,000 in your first month with no skills or in your pajamas or some form of that particular statement. And it sounds awesome. But in reality, it's more the exception than the rule. So sure, there are people that can do that, but 99% of the people who start a business don't make that kind of money in their first month or second month or even their third month. Or if they do, it's not sustainable. Why? Because the focus is all on getting clients and earning money and not on building a profitable and sustainable business. There really is a huge difference, right? If you're focusing on getting clients and earning money and you get clients, but you don't have systems in place, it's going to be glaringly obvious to any client that's been in business for some time that you don't have all your ducks in a row. And that's not a good way to start a relationship with a new client. And not only that, it's your reputation. So you not only want to focus on getting clients and earning money, you also want to focus on systems. Now, if you're somebody who is looking just to do a side hustle, that's fine. But if you're someone like me who wants to, you know, replace your soul-sucking job so you don't have to work for anybody else beside yourself ever again, then you really should invest the time to create a solid foundation for your business. So I'm a fan of Bar Rescue. And, you know, I was watching it over the weekend and I noticed the running theme in all the rescues that John Taffert does, okay? And one of the biggest things is they lack solid systems in the business. So the business needs to be rescued. So they either have no systems or the ones they have don't work or antiquated. So they call him in to rescue their bar. And by the end of the bar rescue, John has implemented solid systems to help the business not only make money, and a lot of times he'll rebrand them, but he also sets them up for future success. So they are going to be a profitable and sustainable business as long as they follow the systems that he has implemented. And he's been doing it for a long time, right? Without solid systems in any business, no matter what it is, it will eventually flounder and need rescuing or it will close. Now, if you're looking to build a long-term profitable and sustainable business to replace your current livelihood, your job, then you really should make time to build a solid foundation by implementing solid systems and processes. Otherwise, you may need to be rescued in the future, and there is no VA rescue. You have to rescue yourself. So the point I'm trying to make here is it's great to focus on getting clients and earning money, but if you want to do this for the long haul, you want this to be the business that you dream of that will give you the freedom and flexibility to have the life you want, then you need to invest the time and energy and, yes, money to invest in systems that are going to allow you to stand out, not compete on price, and easily scale your business to the next level. So there are four key business systems that any online business owner should have, whether you do, you know, VA work, whether you do dog sweaters, whether you're a business coach. And those four key business systems are what create the foundation of a profitable and sustainable business. They are the sales, marketing, delivery, and operations, and they work together. So how systems work is we have to design and implement those systems. And then the systems run the business, and we basically just run the system. So the systems do the heavy lifting. And that's the beauty of having an online business, whatever type of thing that you do as an online business owner, is that you can marry the systems with technology to automate it so you have more free time, so you have the freedom and the flexibility that you crave. So my question to you is, are you looking to start a VA business just to make some side money, which is awesome, or do you want it to replace your soul-sucking job? If you're somebody who wants to replace your soul-sucking job, then the focus should be on getting clients and earning money, but also on implementing those solid systems and processes to create that long-term success that you're looking for. All right. And one of the things that I also just want to throw in is that I've been part of conversations in these last couple of weeks about people hiring VAs that have no systems. And let me just say this, it's glaringly obvious a lot of times to clients who hire VAs that have no systems. And that's not a good way to start off a relationship. So even if you're just starting out and you have some, you know, skeleton systems in place, it's better than nothing. You don't want to be that trapeze artist that just flies by the seat of their pants, and once they get a client, then they're like, oh, what do I do now? Again, it's your brand, it's your reputation, and don't think that clients don't see what's happening behind the curtains. So take some time, make sure that you put those systems in place so you don't have to be rescued by, well, there is no VA rescue. You don't have to rescue yourself. If you put the time and energy into it up front, the beauty of systems is that you can just tweak them. You don't need to rebuild systems unless you're rebuilding a business. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. I hope you found some value in it. I'd love to know why you're starting your VA business. Feel free to leave me a comment below. I do read them all, and I will comment on each and every one of them. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I'd love to have you here. And thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.